was good to have him. Anything else by anyone? Okay, I'd like to go to my message with you today. My scripture reading is in Acts 2 and starting with verse 17. And it shall be in the last days, God says, that I will pour forth of my spirit on all mankind. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even on my bond slaves, both men and women, I will in those days pour forth of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will grant wonders in the sky above, and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun will be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and glorious day of the Lord shall come. And it shall be that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for these blessed words, these words of promise that as we call upon you and ask forgiveness of our sins, Lord, that we will be saved as we abide in you in sincerity and in truth. Heavenly Father, we ask that you guide our paths. We ask that you help these words that we speak and the thoughts that we will express. Help them to help each of us as you would have. And in the name of your Son, Jesus, we ask. Amen. And with David's help, I would like to go to my text. And my text is in Matthew 24 and verse 3. So you have your Bibles in front of you if you want to follow along. Let's go to Matthew 24. And verse 3, and as he was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming, and of the end of the age? Let's go to 2 Timothy now, 3 and 1. 2 But realize this, that in the last days, difficult times will come. This is in the NASB version of the Bible that difficult times is used. In the King James version of the Bible, it reads that perilous times will be upon us in the last days. In the NASB, end of the age is used. And in the King James version of the Bible, end of the world is used. This means that it's talking about the last days, difficult times at the end of this world, as we as living and breathing human beings, as we know the world, this will be at the end of this world as we know it. My message to you today is perilous times. What do you think of that? Are we in now perilous times? Within your lifetime, can you think of a time that ever seemed to be any more serious or threatening than this time? Came out, I think, in the newspaper that we lost more jobs within the United States than has been in almost our lifetime. more people out of work. I think it was spoke of, I believe it was 35 years. Most people out of work. Hard economic times. Plants shutting down all over this city and everywhere that I know of. Have you ever, within your lifetime, did you ever think that you would even remotely hear of three nationally known automobile manufacturers known all over the world, based in the United States, that they would be talking about having to go out of business if the government did not give them money? Has there ever been more pressing, more serious economic times in your life than this? A lot of people say that we would have to go all the way back to the Great Depression in the 30s before we would see a time such as this. That it is comparable to that. Are we truly in perilous times? Are we in difficult times? Are we toward the end of the world as we have known it all of our life? Is this the day of the Lord? How close are we to the day of the Lord, spoken of in the Bible, and meaning Jesus Christ's second coming? When He will come again and catch up the ones who are ready to meet Him and alive into the air, to meet Him in the air, as the Bible says, and the dead in Christ even rising before the living to meet Him in the air. Are we at that time? Are we very, very close to that time? Is it a bonus? Jesus' return. Perhaps at the door. Reckon you would even know it? Reckon you would recognize the signs if we were really right there now? Very, very close. I want you to think about these scriptures and the thoughts that we will bring to you. And answer for yourself. Examine and decide yourself. How close are we? Is the day of the Lord upon us, at hand? Let's go to 2 Timothy 3 and 2. Perilous times is a description that's given of the last days. For men will be lovers of self. Does that describe very many people today? Loving their self. Only interested in what you can do for me, not what I can do for you. Not being of service to others, but expecting others to be service to us. Lovers of self. Back up to one, David. But realize this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of self. Lovers of money. Is that pertinent today? Boastful. Arrogant. Revelers. Do we know of a lot of partiers? People that love to have a good time? What they think is a good time? I think so. Reveling. Disobedient to parents? Surely not. Disobedient to parents. What about disrespectful to parents? What about using parents and grandparents beyond and above what should be expected of anybody? Disobedient to parents. Ungrateful? Surely after the parents and grandparents would do all kind of things for their children and grandchildren, surely they would be grateful. Would you still see ungratefulness even within that scenario? I think so. Ungrateful, unholy, unloving. Surely with all that we do, we would have love. Is love one of the most important Christian principles in all of the Bible? Absolutely, right at the top. Unloving, irreconcilable. If you reconcile to someone, you try to patch things up, right? You try to forgive. You do forgive. You try to forget. Irreconcilable, not doing that. Malicious gossip. My goodness. Do we have that going on today? Without self-control, out of hand, anger, without basis, brutal. Boy, a lot of brutality going on. Not only within the United States, but outside the United States. What about the terrorists? What about Iraq? What about Afghanistan? What about happened recently in India? Was that brutal? I think it is. Terrorist goes within a place, and regardless of man, woman, and child, set off these bomb vests, blow everybody up. Brutal, haters of good, treacherous. That means conniving, don't it? It means deceitful, deceiving. And sure enough, some of God's people in the past did have some deceit with them, some degree of it. And of course we have that today, but we need to get it out. Haters, malicious gossips, without self-control, brutal. Haters of good, treacherous, reckless, conceited. Lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Boy, has it ever been any more so than that today? Holding to a form of godliness, although they have denied its power, and avoid such men as these. I'd say we can see a lot of that in the world today. And I think if you examine that within your heart and life, and what you know and see about you today, on the job, off of the job, in the world, you can see a lot of those characteristics just blatantly obvious to us. Let's go to 2 Timothy 4 and 3. 2 Timothy 4 and 3. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. Reckon that is today? They won't hear. They won't endure sound doctrine. That means the truth. Some people today, even in mainstream Christianity, does not want the whole truth. And some mainstream Christianity ministers will not teach or preach the whole truth that they know. But wanting to have their ears tickled and their pockets padded, that was my ad. They will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance to their own desires or their own self-interest, and will turn away their ears from the truth and will turn aside to myth. We could just say myth, pagan practices. We could just say a whole bunch of our holidays today are based on pagan, ancestral pagan practices. And we are trying to learn of those in our church. We're trying to learn of them on Wednesday night. And we're trying to see the roots of some of these pagan holidays and pagan practices that even some of mainstream Christianity accepts and teaches, and sometimes even have it right in the middle of their sanctuary and their church services. If pagan practices are within our sanctuary and our services to God, things have gotten pretty bad. And there's a lot of ignoring and ignorance going on. Would you agree? I'd like to go to Matthew 24 and verse 5. We're talking about perilous times. We're trying to examine and answer the question within our hearts and minds, are we in the last days? Is the coming of Jesus Christ upon us? Are we very, very close? For many will come in my name saying, I am the Christ, and will mislead many. And you will be hearing of wars and rumors of war. See that you are not frightened, for those things must take place, but that is not yet the end. For nation will rise against nation. Is that going on? Very much. And kingdom against kingdom, and in various places there will be famines and earthquakes. But all these things are merely the beginning of birth pangs. Then they will deliver you to tribulation and will kill you, and you will be hated by all nations on account of my name. And at that time many will fall away and will deliver up one another and hate one another. At that time, your friends, perhaps your relatives, might deliver you up and hate you. And many false prophets will arise and will mislead many. And because lawlessness is increased, most people's love will grow cold. Do we have a lack of love today? A natural affection, even between father and wife and son and daughter, children and their grandparents, their parents? Is there a lack of natural affection? But the one who endures to the end, he shall be saved. There's some enduring that's got to go on. There's some doing that's got to be done. And we have to hold on to Jesus' hand to the end to be saved. You don't turn loose and just go out and do your own thing. And it come to end, and your hand is not in Jesus's. Do you think you're going to be saved if you're not still holding on to Jesus? I'd say you are in deep water. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation which was spoken of through Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, let the reader understand. The holy place has to be over in Jerusalem. When certain people go over there that has no basis in the truth, and in essence are the enemies of God's people, really the enemies of Israel, but yet they're in the holy place, or they at least go there, this is one of the signs. Think about it there. Matthew 24, verse 36. Does anybody know when the day of the Lord is coming, when Jesus Christ is to return? But of that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but the Father alone knows the day of the Lord, His coming, when that seventh and final trumpet is going to be sounded, ushering in the change in which Jesus comes back to this earth and His kingdom is set up on this earth. And then His ways are going to be taught. That's going to be the big change. That's going to be the end of the age, the end of this world that was spoken of there. That is the world that we know. Verse 37, for the coming of the Son of Man will be just like the days of Noah. What was the days of Noah like? Things are just going to be going on just like they always have. Seemed like no big changes. From one respect, they'll be eating and drinking, making merry, marrying and giving in marriage. That's what they were doing. That's what the New Testament says about the days of Noah. Is that happening today? Everybody thinks time's going to go on forever. And some people think they're going to live forever. They live like they're going to live forever. But they got to face the truth, and they will at some point in time. And they do these things as was being done in the days of Noah. Those are the days spoken of as what we need to look for as the perilous times, difficult times, the last days. They did those things until the day that Noah entered the ark. That was the last day before the judgment of God came, before the rain came. The door to the ark was shut by God. He alone could shut it. He alone could allow it to be opened. All that was outside of the ark of safety was lost. All. Man, woman, child. All outside God's ark of safety was lost. You know where our ark of safety is? Our ark of safety is in Jesus Christ. In accepting Him as our Lord and Savior, the Master of our life, the one that we want to lead and guide our lives and help us to grow closer to God. It makes you think, when you think of the ones that was outside of the ark, makes you think of what Jesus said was going to happen in the last days, at that time that Jesus comes back and some are ready and some are not. Matthew 7:21. At the last days, there's going to be some that's going to be involved in this. Matthew 7:21, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? That means preaching, teaching, being of service. Did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name cast out demons, and in your name perform many miracles? And they're saying, trying to justify themselves, and you know, I should have been judged worthy to go to heaven because I did these things. And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Jesus says this, depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Or I would say, does not do what God says to do. Could you go to Genesis 6 and 5, David? Genesis 6 and 5. I want you to recognize some of these things. Compare them to what is going on today. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great on the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was on evil continually. This was going on in the days of Noah. This was why God decided to destroy the earth with water, with the flood. And just as Noah's day was, so is the days of the perilous time, the last days. Is there wickedness that's great in this earth that's ever been before? And every intent of the thoughts of men seems to be on evil continually. That's a sign of the days of Noah. Go to 11, verse 11. Now the earth was corrupt. Is the earth corrupt today? The earth was corrupt in the sight of God, and the earth was filled with violence. I don't think we could have much more violence in the world. I think there's more today than any in my lifetime. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted their way upon the earth. Then God said to Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence because of them. And behold, I am about to destroy them with the earth. And he did. Starting with the door being shut to the ark. There's going to be another door that's shut one day. And it will be that day that you've had your last chance to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. That door would have been shut. But now it's freely open to all who will confess to God of their sins and ask forgiveness based on the blood that Jesus shed for us. In the last part of Matthew 24:42 through 25 and 46, which is just continuing from what I read just previously, in these scriptures it tells us to be prepared. Be on guard. Be alert. Look for His coming. Expect His coming. This is how we are to be living today. Oil in your lamps. Not as the 10 foolish virgins who was found without oil in their lamps. Have oil in your lamps. Be serious with God. Still be holding on to His hand. Still be doing everything you can to learn of Him and abide in Him. Looking for the bridegroom's appearing. Jesus Christ coming back to this earth. Bearing fruit to the Master. He expects us to be productive. Not only accept Him, but let others know about the way. Bear fruit. Help others in this way. Doing the commands of God and praising and giving glory to God and being respectful to our neighbors. In closing, James 5, David, James 5, verse 1. Come now, you rich, weep and howl for your miseries which are coming upon you. Do you think the people of the world today have been taken advantage of by wealthy people, wealthy corporations, out for their own interest? Taken advantage of the ones that cannot respond, cannot do anything but seemingly take it. Now come, you rich, weep and howl for your miseries which are coming upon you. Your riches have rotted and your garments have become moth-eaten. Your gold and your silver has rusted and their rust will be a witness against you and will consume your flesh like fire. It is in the last days that you have stored up your treasure. Behold, the pay of the laborer who mowed your fields and which have been withheld by you cries out against you, and the outcry of those who did the harvesting has reached the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth. You have lived luxuriously on the earth and led a life of wanton pleasure. You have fattened your hearts in a day of slaughter. You have condemned and put to death the righteous man. He does not resist you. Be patient, therefore, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. Behold, the farmer waits for the precious produce of the soil, being patient about it until it gets the early and late rains. You too be patient. Strengthen your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. Do not complain, brethren, against one another, that you yourselves may not be judged. Behold, the judge is standing right at the door. As an example, brethren, of suffering and patience, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. Behold, we count those blessed who endure. You have heard of the endurance of Job and have seen the outcome of the Lord's dealings, that the Lord is full of compassion and merciful, and is merciful. But above all, my brethren, do not swear, either by heaven or by earth or with any other oath, but yet let your yes be yes and your no, no, so that you may not fall under judgment. This is telling us how we ought to be. One last verse. Go to Daniel, David. Daniel 4 and 2. Go back to Daniel 2 then. And verse 4. Okay, I'm looking for the scripture that says that in the last days, knowledge will be increased. I think David might be able to get that. I thought it was, I have down for Daniel 4 and 2. When try Daniel 12. Okay, there it is. I had it wrong. But it is Daniel 4:12 and verse 4. But as for you, Daniel, conceal these words and seal up the book until the end of time. Recognize that? Many will go back and forth, and knowledge will be increased. You see, within all of these scriptures, and I think you can make your own evaluation, that we are in perilous times. We are at that point. If you would bow, stand with me in prayer.